so we started to see last time that there's a Shitas Rashi that even though we have an Mishnah Aloha that a Mechubah doesn't become Nesa, Shtachar Lahar, does not, the heart doesn't become Nesa with enough Melahem, Melahar, Melahar, Melahem. The Mord Tamur has a similar aloha in regard to Balachayim. The Balachayim don't become Nesa. It's the Torah Asad Nevad Lugavoya, Mechal de Lehegit Shori. Nonetheless, Rashi Shita is that the two halachas are different. Two halachas are different. And the mocha for being mechalik between the two is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Mem, where the Pashat of Shach in the Gemara is that Tikrevis of Mechuvah is Mutter, but Tikrevis of Alechayim is Osa. That's the Pashat of Shach over there in the Gemara. Somebody put a carbon Sheikhid Lahar, so the Gemara says that the carbon is not Sivchei Mesim, the carbon is Mutter. Midrash, at least the carbon is Mutter. The Rabban, it's also Bechila, but Midrash, it's Mutter. On the other hand, if somebody shafts a carbon to Michalos HaRagodol, or to other malachim, or Godo Dahar, Rashi learns just the malach HaMemun Alahar. So even though that's Balei Chayim L'chayra, there it's the Tikrevis is awesome. So based on that, Rashi Shita is that there's a difference between Balei Chayim and Mechuber. Tikrevis and Mechuber is Mutter, Tikrevis and Balei Chayim is awesome. That's the sheet of Tosfos as well, the main sheet of Tosfos. That's as opposed to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which is also the sheet of the Rambam, that there's no difference. That we equate the din of Tikrevis and the din of Balei Chayim, and just like Tikrevis of Ahar is Mutter, just like Tikrevis of Balei Chayim rather is also Tikrevis of the Rabbeinu Tam sheet is, that therefore they're both the Rabbeinu Tam sheet is. That Tikrevis is also. Tikrevis of Mechuber is also. The Gemara says that the Ashoichet Lahar is Mutter. The Tam says that's talking about where the Har is far away. So Melech's Kavan is not really to the Har. That's Rashi asks, what does that mean? He says his Kavan is to the Har. So Shereswar, what does that mean? Look upon him. Rabbi Natam Shita is that Mechuber and Balei Chayim are the same, and in both cases the Tikrevis is Mutter. Tikrevis is also that. That's the Shita of the Rambam as well. Within the Shita of Rashi, Tosfos both by us, Tosfos and Chulin elaborate on the Shita. Tikrevis and Mechuber is Mutter. But if you look in the details, you see that Tosfos by us is in many of the details different than Tosfos in Chulin. Regarding the following, I'm not going to read the whole the Tosfos inside, the Tosfos in Chulin inside, because then we don't have that much time. But there's a few differences. First of all, Tosfos by us says that the miut of Elohim Elohim is from the mashmos of the Kuh. This is towards the end. The miut is from the mashmos of the Pasuk. Elohim Elohim, the pshutish of Mikra is that the Har is not Elohim. That's the pshutish rational in Chulin is that way, that the Har is not Elohim. Anyway, Tosfos Masechta Brachos says the diuk is from mashmos of the Kuh. Tosfos Chulin says that the diuk is from the words Abi to Abdon. The Torah says Abi to Abdon, and then it says Alohar Melehem. Samit Alohar Melehem. Samit is going at Abi to Abdon. There's no mitzvah ibur on the har itself, and that tells me that the har is mutar bano. If it would be also bano, then there'll be a mitzvah ibur on the har or on the mechuba. So that's one difference. So Tosfos over here and Tosfos in Chulin. Another difference. Tosfos by us says. Tosfos says that the heter of Tikrevis, how do we know Tikrevis and Mechuber is a Mutter? He says we learned that from Balpa'or. the whole source that Tikkaivus is also is from Vayechlum Mizivchei Mesim. This is a pasuk that says by Tikkaivus the Balpar. So the Dumi the Balpar, Balpar is not Mechuber, Balpar is Tolish. So we may learn out from there that Tikkaivus, in order to be also, has to be Dumi the Balpar, has to be Tolish and not Mechuber. On the other hand, Mishamshin of Mechuber, Tosef Yos says Mishamshin of Mechuber are also. That's the best lesson talking about Mishamshin, right? Am I wrong? Yeah, it doesn't talk about a Farish. Tyson Chulin says that Tikrivis, the Heter of Tikrivis is learned out from Mishamshin. Because Mishamshin and Mechubar are Mutter, because the Pasuk, the same year, the Pasuk says, as the Pasuk of Allah, the Gemara says in Daphne Beis, it says, Abit Abnun is a Mechaymus, the Shah of the Shemagayim. So, what do you mean the Mechaymus? The Mechaymus and Mechubar. You don't have to be Ma'abit the Mechaymus. That's the Joshua of Lahar Melehem. The Gemara says, Ain't an Indian, the Mechubar, Tneo Indian, Limishamshin, Kalim Shah of the Ben. So, read me over there for Mishamshin of the Zar. But the kelim that they used to be mishamish davar zor, the kelim become nesa. So there's a drasha in that pasuk of Abba to Abnun. There's a ribui for the iser of mishamish davar zor. So Tyson Chulin says that the drasha of alahorim elahem v'alahorim elahem is qualifying the iser of mishamshin too. All this goes in Abba to Abnun is qualified by v'alahorim elahem. You don't have to be Abba to Harim. And also the din of Mishamshin, which we learn out from the same drasha, is also qualified by Alhorim Lehem Lehem Lehem. Only the Mishamshin of the Alhorim, the Tolish the Kavarizar, but not the Mishamshin of the Mechubat the Kavarizar. So Taisa says in Chulin that in Melu we have a drasha Lehem Lehem to be made Mishamshin Mechubar. Then we learn out the Kavis from Mishamshin, because the Kavis is similar to Mishamshin, the Kelim that used to do the Avodah, the Karman that's in the Avodah. So that's how we know that's a drasha that Mishamshin and Zara are, that Mishamshin and Zara are mutter, and that Tikrivis is mutter. And again, Taisa B'Yos is different. Taisa B'Yos says, no, the drasha for Mishamshin is from Baal Pa'or, Dumi the Baal Pa'or. That's the drasha for Tikrivis. And Mishamshin, Taisa B'Yos maybe doesn't talk about the Feirish, but Taisa and Bey says that God and Mishamshin and Zara, Mishamshin and Mechubar are also. Mishamshin, Mishamshin are also. Mishamshin. Mishamshin Mechubar, Tyson Daphne Bey says, are awesome. It's the Kalim of the Har itself. That's how Tyson, shout out how to learn the Drosh. We're Marvin Kalim, Kalim Shishim Shivim, Kalim of what? Kalim of the Harim, Kalim of the Al Harim. So it's a machlokes between the different Diburiya Tysus. A component we see in a lot of these potem, there's a difference between Tyson Beyos and Tyson in Chulin. There's also a Choristir in Tyson Beyos that Tyson Beyos in the beginning says, that the reason why Tikrivis of Avodah Zarah is mutter is because it doesn't have a Shem of Avodah Zarah. That's how he's mechalik calling Rashi. That's the chiluk between Mechubar and Balachayim. That Mechubar doesn't have a Shem of Avodah Zarah, that's why the Tikrivis is mutter. Balachayim have a Shem of Avodah Zarah, that's why the Tikrivis is awesome. Then later on in the Tosis, he says that the heter of Tikrivis and Mechubar is learned out from Baal Par. What do you need a limud from Baal Par? Do me the Baal Par. Baal Par is Tolish. Just told me that Allah Lehem, the Pshat of the Mashmus of the Kro, is that the Har is not an Elihus. That's why the Tikrivis is Mutter. So why do I need a limit from Baal Par? And if I need a limit from Baal Par, why do I need the other thing? And you can't say it's a Chazar on Tosis. Because at the very end of Tosis, he says it again. He talks about Never Lugavoya, and why the Gemara has the Tzad later on that Never Lugavoya is Mutter. If it's Mechubar, that why Mechubar is Mutter even Lugavoya? We'll talk about in a few minutes exactly what Tosis says. So Tosis says, that Vahashta Nicha, it's the last line in Tosis, Vahashta Nicha, Hodermino Kama, the Shor, the Gaboya, came in Shein Shame of it is Kichobim Alayu, Vahavi Kiilu Leinevdu. So if it's Kiilu Leinevdu, Ein Shame of it is Alayu, that's why it's Mutter even the Gaboya. So what do you need a Pasuk from Baal Par? You just told me it's Lav Shame of it is Alayu, that's why the Tikrit is Mutter. So what do you need a Limit from Baal Par? Very, very sosom, the Tosis. So we could spend a lot of time. So I want to do a little bit of a shortcut. We could spend a lot of time. We could read the Tosis inside. We could read the Tosis in Chulin inside. We could go through in detail all of these different nuances between Taisus over here and Taisus over there and try to figure it all out. But the Maisa, I think, there's a shortcut, is that we can look at the Taisus Rosh. Because in Taisus Rosh, it's Mavur, Taisus Rosh brings down both Shitas in a very condensed form. He brings down the Shita of Taisus by us, which he ascribes to Rashi, and he brings down the Shita of Taisus in Chulin, which he ascribes to Rabbeinu Shimshon. In Taisus Rosh, these are two different Shitas. And Taisus Rosh, sort of in a condensed way, we'll see what's the Nekudus HaMachlekes between these two Mahalach. It's really a very fundamental difference between these two Mahalach. So Taisus Rosh is like this. I don't know if you saw the Taisus Rosh. Anybody, did you guys have a chance to see the Taisus Rosh? Next year we have to have a better system. I can send out my chemist directly to the guys. Maybe that's next scene, maybe now, right? We should have a better system. Just everybody's email or WhatsApp or whatever, just send out. Does everybody have WhatsApp engine? You all have email. You get the email on your phone? What's the fastest way if I want to send a reminder? It's texting. Everybody has texting. So maybe get everybody's phone number and I'll just text the reminder claim out because it's chaval. I mean, the whole point was to see the test to see the test this morning. You're excited. Okay. Well, we'll do our best. We'll do our best. So it loses the whole. I haven't seen it. Taisus Rosh is like this. Try to put some of it up on the board. He quotes the Mishnah. Alahar Melehem, Lehar Melehem. Pirish Rashi is out. He starts off with Shitas Rashi. Pirish Rashi is out. Afilu Avarizor Le Mikru. That the pshat in the Mishnah is that Mechubah is not even called Avarizor. Out of all the points in Taisus Rosh. This is the first sheet in Taisus Rosh. He calls it Shitas Rashi. Point number one, Afilu Avarizor Le Mikru. Doesn't even have a Shem Avarizor. That's too hard. Emlei Shem Avarizor. Meaning Mechubar doesn't have a Shem Avarizor. I feel lesser to Kruvasa, even to Asa the Tekrevis. Meaning that's why the Tekrevis is Mutter. And therefore, the Tekrevis is Mutter. Can I mean a perksheni de chulin? He calls the Gemara chulin daf mem. Tashleich lahar, lahar atzma. If somebody shechted to the har itself, emoi zivchei mesim. The behemoth doesn't become osir. We call mokim says Rashi av evdeim b'sayif. So then why the evdeim b'sayif? This we saw in Rashi. It says, so what did Rashi answer? Why the evdeim b'sayif? Because they were mechav on the shem of Rizor. Taisus Rosh is a strong lashon. Shein iskamnu l'avodizor v'kofa b'ikar. What does it matter? There's no chet shel avodizor on the receiving end, but he lemaisa is being oived. I explained Rashi the other day. The thing itself, the chet itself, doesn't become an ilim achayer, but he certainly is trying to be oived ilim achayer. So it misses. It doesn't poil a chalos in the har. But lemaisa, he wants to be oived the har. From his point of view, he's being oived ilim achayer. It doesn't chat. It's not nitpas, but from inside the ma'isa avodah, it's a ma'isa avodah. It's not less kfir be'ikr to worship something that does exist than to worship, like I said the other day. What if you worship the non-existent being? That would also be kfir be'ikr. That would also be called the oved avodah zarah. It's not nitpas in anything, but so what? That's Shitas Rashi. Then he adds, v'chashvim echam elevonim mechuborim ashkuchon v'lumisum. He says, if we'll say, Rashi and Chulim does not say this way, but if we'll say that the Chamul of Ona are the Chamul of Ona are Mechubar, then we have even a Ferish Apostle. I think that's what it means. Then there's even a Ferish Apostle with the Chayim Yisrael. Because the Torah says that if for Yisrael is Hashemesh, Vesereach, and so on, if you're Mishtachav, then you're Chayim Yisrael. Umi Kalmachayim, Tikrei Voson Mutter. Nonetheless, the Tikrei Vos is Mutter. The very base of Chulin Kamer, the Dafka Legodah did do Tikkurei Vos and Osir. The Ayin Malachim Hamamunim Aleim. Only the Malach Hamamunah on the Har is the Tikkurei Vos Osir. But the tikkovis is mutter, as he said before. Then he goes on, he says, V'afal gad the kelim sheshimshu behem lahor masurim, even though the kelim that they were meshamish to the har osur, the mafkinu l'kamon v'perek avishmol mehaikro the abe ta'avdun, later on the Gemara Nachman Bey says, that from the pasuk of abe ta'avdun, lehor melehem, we learn out that the kelim from the Mekhaimis, I said it before, from the Mekhaimis, saying that Eino Inyan, the Mekhaimis themselves, that's Tach Mechubah. Tnei Inyan L'Kelim Shinishtam Shabim. So it says in that Gemara, the way the Tosh Rosh understands it, at least at this point, that the Mishamshin are Osir. Kelim Shishim Shabim Asur. So he's asking, so if the Mishamshin are Osir, so the Tekrevus should also be Osir. Why is the Tekrevus different than the Mishamshin? Mikol Mokim Tekrevosin Eimen Zivchei Mesim. The nafgun tikrevus of a rezor mivayechlu mizivche meisim dahainu kein por shu tolish. We learn that from Baal Por. So the second point is that the kelim are also. Going back to the base, kelim shishim shuvel. But nonetheless, the tikrevus is mutter because we need tumi de Baal Por. Akka. All these elements are basically in our Tosfos. The Kelim being also is Tosfos Nachman Beis. Again, I don't remember if Tosfos says it by Asim Perish, but all the other elements come out of are represented in Tosfos. So Chayil is a problem. If it doesn't have a Shem of a desire, well, first of all, we have the same steel we had in Tosfos. Here he says that the Tekrevus is mutter because it doesn't have a Shem of a Rezar. But then at the bottom he said that the reason why the Tekrevus is mutter because we have a special limud from Baal Por. What do you need a special limud? He just told me that the reason why the Tekrevus is mutter, he explained Shitas Rashi, the reason why the Tekrevus is mutter, not because there's some technical Zeresekosuf, is because it's not an Elihus. That's the difference between Balachayim and Mechubar. Mechubar is not of a Rezar, Balachayim are of a Rezar. That's the whole Shitas Rashi. That's the whole thrust of Shitas Rashi. So it's a fundamental difference. And now all of a sudden at the end he makes a technicality out of Sidrosha, Dumi de Baal Por. I see a different question. If you can say Dumi de Baal Por, so Baal Chaim will also not Dumi de Baal Por. Baal Por is not a Baal Chaim. So why don't you say the same thing? The claim is a Baal Chaim Shivim Mutter, it's not Dumi de Baal Por. Baal Por is not a Baal Chaim, and Baal Chaim is a Baal Chaim. That we don't say. The claim is a Baal Chaim is also, that's the whole point of Shitas Rashi, to Mechal, to Mechubar, and Baal Chaim, and Gavit Tikoimus. So what's this Dumi de Baal Por? The same way Mechubar is not Dumi de Baal Por, so Baal Chaim was not Dumi de Baal Por. Then I see another question. If in fact it doesn't have a Shem of the Zohar, so why the Kelim also? Misham Shem of the Zohar. The Kelim also, what? Because they're Misham Shem of the Zohar. But it's Tuchnan of the Zohar. It's not really, so it's not of the Zohar. That's the whole point. It's not of the Zohar. So why the Kelim also? Everything I'm asking now in the Tosh Rosh, I could ask in Tosfos, but in the Tosh Rosh, it's squeezed into one in like four or five lines. That's so diffuse. Tosfos is more diffuse, and some of it's Tosfos Nachman Beis, some of it's Tosfos over here. In Tosh Rosh, it's more, you know. It's so here we can put down our questions. Question number one. Well, I'm not going to put down the questions. I'm important. But those are the questions. A, we have a steer. First he says that the Krevus is Mutter because it doesn't have a Shem of the Zohar. At the end he says it's Xeris HaKosu because of Dumi de Baal Por. Question number one. Question number two, if there's Xeris HaKosu, so you have the same value, you have the same, why not make a similar Xeris HaKosu for Baal Chaim? They're also not Dumi de Baal Por. Question number three, why the Kelim also if it doesn't have a Shem of the Zohar? And that's why the Tekrevus is Mutter, at least that's what he said initially. So the Kelim should be, Mutter too. It's not Misham Shem of the Zohar because there's no Chavtz Shem of the Zohar. What could you say for such a set of problems? I don't need any bekis in the chutz. Just mean anyway. What does all of this lead to? How do we deal with these problems? The one to start with is the one about Caleb. You see, in the Lashon of Tosfos himself, this is the linchpin. First, he just said, because in the Seder Hadvarim, he's just said that the Kodesh and Mutuk doesn't have a shame over the Zohar. Then he said, if they Messiah. Maybe I left that part out. Day of Messiah. 1b. Day of Messiah. Because They were niskaven lebet azara, kafa beika. And then he said the kelim are, and then he says the kelim are osur. And he brings the gemara daf and beis psedrasha that the kelim are osur. And then he says, so why is it tekoivus mutter? It's clear in the Tosfos Rosh that this question, why is the tekoivus mutter, is sort of following up from the kelim. The kelim are osur, so why is the tekoivus mutter? So you see, there's a certain that's an important inflection point in the Seder Advarim and the Tosfos Rosh. So let's start with that. The Tosfos Rosh says the kelim are osur. It's a pasuk from Moshe Dachman Beis. Mekaymus, main union to the Mekaymus, Abit Abnus Kala Mekaymus, says the Gemara, the main union to the Mekaymus themselves, the Mekaymus of the Chubber, Tneyu union the Kalim Shinishtam Shabim. So we have a pasuk, a drosha, that Kalim Shinishtam Shabim, which the Tosfos Rosh is understanding to mean, at least at this point, the Kalim that you were Mishtamish them to be for the Mechubber, yeah, Mechubber, the Kalim of the Mechubber to come in Azar, the Kalim become Osir. And the question is, how can the Kalim be Osir? Granted, it's a pasuk. But still, how can the Kalim be Osir if the Mechubber is not Avodah Zar? Rashi says the Mechubber is not Avodah Zar. His Lashon is, V'afal gad the Kalim sheshimshu v'em lahorim asurim, v'mafkinu l'kamen v'perka v'shvel me'haiko v'abit ta'abdum. V'kolmokim tikrei v'osun enis v'chemesin d'daf glon mi from Balpar. In just parenthetically, in the Tosfos Rosh himself, 2 and 3 are not made like as separate points. 2 and 3 is one point, even though the kelim are also like it says in the base, but still the tekoivus is mutter. But I'm just treating it as a separate point. The kelim are also like it says in the base. How can the kelim be also? You just told me, and it's maybe even important, but the Tosfos Rosh is not even fazed by this. It's not as if the Tosfos Rosh said, "I just told you it's not Avodah Zarah, so how can the kelim be also in the base?" He doesn't even say it like that, Tosfos Rosh. He says the tekoivus is mutter because it doesn't have a shem of Avodah Zarah. Then he adds, even though the kelim are also, but the tekoivus is linked out from Baal Par. Like he doesn't even pause. He doesn't even pause to wonder how can the kelim be also if he just told me that it doesn't have a shem of Avodah Zarah. So what's Takav Shat? How can the kelim be also if the mechuber doesn't have a shem of Avodah Zarah? So it's not. How can it be misham shem of Avodah Zarah? It's not Sipur here. Later on, Taisa talks about Sipur here versus Mishamshim. Sipur, the right Taisa, Taisa holds his night. Nice Tosfos, the Tosfos Rosh, it's going to discuss at the bottom Tosfos. Why is Noitaka also? It's not Avodah Zarah. So why is the Tzipi also? It's not Avodah Zarah. So they says it's talking about Tzipi and Neva. It's a separate mess by itself. I think the answer is possible. What does it mean, Kalim Shishim Shuba? We have a concept of Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. Mishamshi Avodah Zarah could mean a lot of things. We once talked about the Bimus. Pedestal and they put the Avodah Zarah. It's talking about Mishamsh. It's Mishamsh the Avodah Zarah. The Ram talks about Avodah Zarah v'chol anaseh b'shvila. But the lashon here in Daphne Bay is Kalim Shishim Shuba. Kalim Shishim Shuba. What does that mean, Kalim Shishim Shuba? I think the Poshup Shah Kalim Shishim Shuba means the Kalim with which he did the Avodah. Shechit the knife, the thing that he did, Kabbal Saddam, whatever, the Kalim Shishim Shiva, the Kalim that he used to do the Alay. So we have a Pasuk, they're Osir. Why are they Osir? The Mechub is Dukhnar of Rizar. So what's the answer? What? It's still part of the Maisa Avoid, it's still called the Maisa Avoid, it's Chayim Misa. That's the Rosh just gets finished saying. Tosfos Rosh rather just gets finished saying. Even though the thing itself is not Nelios, but the Maisa Avoid is called the Maisa Avoid Zara. It's Kafa Beikar. He's like the Messiah. The Avoida of being Makiv the carbon is Mechayev the person Miso. It's called the Maisa of being, the Maisa is the Maisa Avoid Zara. He's being an Oyvet Avoid Zara. The Chefts of the Har doesn't become Neser. Because it's not Nitpas on the Har. That's what I said here the other day. It's like he was Oyvet to a non existent being. You know, which could happen. A person could bring a carbon to the god Jupiter in the sky. So there's nothing there to become Nesar, but it's still called. Maybe Rabbi Tam might disagree with this, but Rashi holds that's called Avodah Zarah Nisgalah Avodah Zarah Nisgalah. That's still called a Maisa Avodah Zarah Mechayev Misa. So the Kelim therefore also, because the Kelim means not the bimus on which he, not the pedestal that he puts the mountain on or whatever, the Mishamsh. The Kelim Shinishtamshim means Kipshutai. Kelim Shinishtamshim, the Kelim that he was Mishtamish with to do the Avodah. So therefore, it says in the Gemara Nachman Beis that the Kelim become Nesar because the Kelim are connected. The Isser of the Kelim is not connected to the, doesn't have to flow from the Har. The Isser of the Kelim flows from the Maisa Avodah. Kalim that he used for the Maisa Avoid of Avodah Zarah become Osir as Kalim Shinishtam Shuvah. If that's the case, he has to face the Zerosh. If that's the case, so what's the next stage? Kalim are Osir, why? The Kalim nothing to do with the heart. The Kalim are Osir, it's had the Maisa Avoid. Then you could ask, I think Tashosh himself, in a way, is asking, if that's the case, then what? Say the same thing about Tekrevis. Why is it Tekrevis Mutter? Just because there's no Har, this is a Har, is not an Avodah Zarah, but there's still a Korban that I brought as part of a Maisa Avodah Zarah. So who's, just like the Isser Kalim doesn't require there to be a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah, all it requires is to be a Maisa Avodah Zarah. So maybe Tekrevis is the same way. Maybe for the Isser of Tekrevis, I don't need a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah. Maybe for the Isser of Tekrevis, it's enough to have a Maisa Avodah Zarah. I put a carbon, there's no Avodah Zarah there, but I did a Maisa, the Oivah did a Maisa Avodah Zarah. He did a Maisa Avodah. That's Mechayev him, so maybe that's enough to ask for the carbon. Same way it's enough to ask for the Kalim, maybe it's enough to ask for the carbon. It's not going to help now to say, but the thing doesn't have a Chetz, it's not a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah. Yeah, fine, it's not a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah. But so what? Who says Tekrevis requires that there be a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah? What's the answer? The Mida Baal Peor. That's where we learn out from Baal Peor. The whole list of Tekrevis is learned out from Zivchei Mason, from the Tekrevis of Baal Peor. By Baal Peor, there is a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah. So the Mela, that's the model, that's the paradigm, that the issue of Tekrevis requires that there be a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah. I need both things. I need both things. Before I asked, it's a steer. At first he said the reason why the Tekrevis is Mutter because there's no Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah. Now he says at the end that the reason why there's no Tekrevis is because I need Dumi the Baal Peor. So at the answer I asked, why do you need both things? If the Heter is because there's no Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah, so that's the Heter. If the Heter is because Dumi the Baal Peor, that's the Heter. Why do I need both? The answer is I need both. Because if the Har was a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah, then it would be Dumi the Baal Peor. What makes it not Dumi the Baal Peor is that the Peor is a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah and Mechubar is not a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah. I'll bring it home more. I asked before, if you need Dumi the Baal Peor, so we're saying, well, the Har is not Dumi the Baal Peor, that's why the Tekrevis is Mutter. So say the same thing by Baal Chaim. Baal Chaim is not Dumi the Baal Peor. Baal Peor is dead, and the Baal Chaim are alive. So why don't I say the same thing? Tekrevis of Baal Chaim should be Mutter, because it's not Dumi the Baal Peor. Baal Peor is not alive. What's the answer? It's a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah. Dumi the Baal Peor doesn't have to be like Baal Peor in every respect, especially since the limud from Baal Peor is not a miut. There's no miut, some extra miut in the pasuk of Zevayochum Zivchei Mesim that's mimayed things that are not Dumi the Baal Peor. It's just, it's like a binyanat. This is the model. What the Torah asked was Zivchei Mesim, things that are, this is the model. So it has to be like Baal Peor. The Krevis, to be also, Zivchei Mesim, it has to be like Baal Peor. Well, like Baal Peor in what sense? Does it have to have the same initials as Baal Peor? Does it have to be... Well, in what way does it have to be like Baal Peor? What's the salient thing about Baal Peor that we require Dumi to Baal Peor? One thing and one thing only. That it be a Chetz Shel Avodah Zarah. That's what we need Dumi to Balpoy. We don't need Dumi to Balpoy in every respect. We just need Dumi to Balpoy that it is a Chesed Shavar Azor, because it's not a miyot, it's just a Gini Milso. From the fact, since Tekrayt Vesavar Azor is learned after Balpoy, so therefore, I have some things are also because they have to do with the Chesed. Some things are also because they have to do with the Maisa. Mashal Kalush and Shabshu, Mem has to do with the Maisa of Azor. I don't require a Chesed Shavar Azor. For the higher self to be necessary, it required to be a Chesed Shavar Azor. So now we want to know, we need to know, what's the din of Tekrayvus? Is Tekrayvus totally in the Chet Shel Vedazar, or is Tekrayvus totally in the Maisa Vedazar? So that's why I say, well, Dumi the Balpar. Since by Balpar there's a Chet Shel Vedazar, so I learned out from there that in order to have an Isra of Tekrayvus, it has to be a kind of case where there is a Chet Shel Vedazar. By Mechubar, there's no Chet Shel Vedazar because Eim L'Shem Vedazar. By Balechayim, there is a Chet Shel Vedazar because Balechayim does have a shem, Balechayim do have a shem of a desire. Rashi brought the Torah of Mitzrayim. Anyway, Al Kaponim, there's no reason to think not. Here we have a limud, Elohim Elohim, my Mashmus of the Kor, Elohim Elohim, Elohim Elohim, that the Har is not an Elihus. That's how we read the Pasuk, V'lo Yehorim Elohim, the Har is not an Elihus, the Har is not an Avodah Zarah, it's not an Elohim Acherim. So then it's not Dumi Rabal Pahor. By Mechubah we don't have, by Balechayim we don't have anything like that. There's no Pasuk that says Balechayim are not Elohim Acherim. We have a pasuk that Chaim don't become Nesa. The Yisra HaNo is not Chal and Balei Chaim. But it still has the Shem Elius. That's the whole Yisra of Shittas Rashi. In Mela, Balei Chaim are Dumi Dabal Par. It comes out that what the Toshua says at the end is just a restatement of what he said at the beginning. He said at the beginning that Mechubar, Tekrayvus and Mechubar is Mutter because it doesn't have a Shem Elius. Tekrayvus and Balei Chaim is also because it has a Shem. It has a Shem Elius. That was Shittas Rashi in Chulun. That's what the Tosfos said at the beginning. Now he says at the end, the Kaivis is mutter, the Kaivis and Mechubar is mutter, because it's not Dumi the Balpar. And what about the Kaivis and Balei Chaim? That is Dumi the Balpar. Well, that's just another way of saying what he said at the beginning. The Kaivis and Mechubar is mutter, because it doesn't have a Shem of Erezor. The Kaivis and Balei Chaim is also because it has a Shem of Erezor. He just needs to say it now a little bit differently because he brought the thing of Kalim. There are some Yisroel that have nothing to do with the Chetzah Shel Vedazor. There are some Yisroel that only have to do the Maisa Vedazor, like Kalim. So who told you that Tekrayv is not like that? So no, Tekrayv is learned out from Balpar. So Tekrayv is not telling the Maisa, it's telling the Chetzah. Once it's telling the Chetzah, then we revert to what he said at the beginning. So Mechubar is a Chetzah, so he's not a Chetzah Shel Vedazor. And Balei Chaim are a Chetzah Shel Vedazor. That's the whole, that's this paragraph from the Chetzah Rosh, which is basically Shittas HaTosfos. So everything I said in Tosfos, we could put it back into Tosfos. The same problems we had similar problems in Tosfos. Tosfos at the beginning said, Tekrayvus and Mutter doesn't have a Shem of Erezor. Later on he says, because not Dumi the Balpar. Then at the very end he goes back and says, Kilu Leinev et Klal, it doesn't have a Shem of Erezor at all. So which is it? Not Dumi the Balpar, or is it that it doesn't have a Shem of Erezor? So you understand, it's the reason why it's not Dumi the Balpar is because it doesn't have a Shem of Erezor. That's how I know that you have that the Yisra Tekrayvus is totally in the Shem of Erezor. I mean, that's a better way to say it. Dumi the Balpar just tells me that the Issa Tekrayvus is totally in there being a Chetzah Shel Vedazor. It's not like Mishamshim, like Kalim, that the Avodah has it. To have an Issa Tekrayvus, I need a Chetzah Shel Vedazor. And when do I have a Chetzah Shel Vedazor? It depends. By Balei Chaim, I have a Chetzah Shel Vedazor. By Mechubar, it says that V'loy Yehorim Elohim is not really good, so there's no Chetzah Shel Vedazor. That's the first sheet in from Taisus Rosh, which is the Shittas Taisus Bayasin, it's really Shittas, basically Shittas Rashi, from as far as we can tell. Then Taisus Rosh goes on and he says another Malach. Rabbeinu Shimshon Pirish. Rabbeinu Shimshon, I suppose, is the Rashi Mishantz. I suppose, I don't know the Seder Adderos. Rabbeinu Shimshon Pirish. Dahar Mikri Avodah Zarah. Dahar is Avodah Zarah. Not like Rashi, that a har is not a chetzah shel vedazor. A har is an avodah zarah. V'kra asmach de bialmo. The pasuk of Elohim Elohim is an asmach. The miyate mi ibud ve'ein tzorech la'abdo yomutir v'hano. It's just a miyut from ibud and mimelo you don't have to me'abed it. It must be that it's mutir v'hano. So what's the first thing that he says? That a har has a shem avodah zarah. Yesh le shem avodah zarah.
Kras machta de alma. See if you second what that means. That it's shemiyatoy mi ibud, because that's the beginning of the pasuk. Abed to abdom, and mimela it's muta b'hana, because it's the mitzvah ibud is telling me b'hana. So let's just take this, swallow this first piece. The basic difference between Rabbeinu Shimshon and what he said before is in this opening line, whereas Rashi holds, Taisus Ba'al holds, that Mechubar does not have a Shem of Anuzara at all, because that's the Pasuk of Lehem, Alehar, Alehar, Alehar. The Rash holds, Rabbeinu Shimshon holds, that Mechubar has a Shem of Anuzara. It's just mismayed from the Yisrael Hanok. Because the Torah says Abi to Abdon, so Abi to Abdon is telling the Sirah Noah, and it's Abi to Abdon, only Abi to Abdon, only the things that are Alohorim, not the Horim themselves. What does he mean though when he says it's an Asmachta B'Alma? Usually Asmachta B'Alma means not their eyes. That doesn't make sense over here. Why is it not their eyes? Is he telling me it's Mutim? No, that's a Din their eyes. Anyway, like what's driving him to say it's not a Din their eyes? It's posh to me when he says asmachta b'alma. He doesn't mean in the normal sense that it's an asmachta. It's only it's not a deraisa. What does he mean? What do you think he means? I think it means it's not mashmos of the Krah. The Torah says Alahorim Alehem V'lo Yahorim Alehem. According to Rashi, the Torah is telling me not just the halacha; it's telling me a fundamental fact that the har is not an elihus. Lo Yahorim Alehem. The har is not an elihus. That's what Rashi says in Chulin very clearly. It's not called an elihus. Everything flows from that. That's why the Tikkun is mutter, because it's not an elihus, and so on and so forth. The Rashi, the Rebbe Shimshon, is not true. The Har is an Elihus. It is an Avodah Zarah. That's why they decide. It is an Elihus. It's a technical halacha that it was mismayed from Mitzvah Sibud. Similar to Mokhtar, similar to Baal HaChayim, that they mismayed from Mitzvah from Yisra HaNoh. It's a Miyot in Yisra HaNoh. So that means that when we say B'loy Ahor Melehem, we don't mean the Har is not an Elihus. It's just a Gili Milsa that the Mitzvah Sibud is only on the Al Ahor Melehem and not on the Harim themselves. I think it's a drasha. It's a drasha. It's just a miut from in mitzvahs ibud, that mitzvahs ibud is nismayed from the harim themselves, but not that the harim are not alehem. The harim are very much alehem. But mitzvahs ibud, we have a drasha from the Torah's meramas over here that mitzvahs ibud is only to the alohorim alehem and not on the harim themselves, even though the harim themselves are also alehus, but they don't have the mitzvahs ibud. That's what means the smachta d'am. That's not a real drasha. That's not a real drasha. But he means it's only a drasha. It's not the mashmaus of the krah. The mashmaus of the krah would mean that the har is not an elihus. And the whole point of the Shimshon is that that's not true. The har is an elihus. So it's just it's a technical drasha. It's a technical drasha as opposed to mashmaus of the krah. So drasha ba'alma, not a mashmaus of the krah. That's the yisoid of the one. That's the first line in the Shimshon. Hilko chayvdeim b'sayef the mikri abadazar. And that's why the Ibn Mabasayef. In other words, Rabbeinu Shimshon doesn't accept Rashi's notion that you don't need a Chetashal of the Zorah in order to have a Ibn Mabasayef. He goes, no, you want to have a Ibn Mabasayef, they have to be worshipping something that's a Chetashal of the Zorah. We'll see later, Rabbeinu, I don't know if we'll see it inside, but later on he brings Rabbeinu Thomas, and he says in Rabbeinu Thomas, it fares that way. That if there's no Chetashal of the Zorah, then there's no Ibn Mabasayef. It's a very different thing. Chavit comes out that according to Rabbeinu Thomas, if he worships some of the Zorah in the sky, so he's not Chayim Misa. Because there's no chet to show that it's not. In Tosfos just came out before, later on when he brings Rabbeinu Tam, it was even though it sounds strange to us, but when he brings later Rabbeinu Tam, he says that I have a ferish. He says Rabbeinu Tam pirish the iloy mikri har eloyho loyho yu evdeim b'sayif she'enoy oived elohim acherim u'mishum kavanosum loy mikdol, even though we don't care about his kavona. The Maaseh didn't worship elohim acherim because the har is not an elohus. So Rabbeinu Tam says no, it must be the har is elohus. Rabbeinu Shimshon holds, in that regard, the Rabbeinu Shimshon holds like Rabbeinu Tam. The Har is an Elihus, that's why the Ibn Mabasayef. Then he goes on. So now he has a problem. And we come up and he says, Tikrevos and Mutter. Still, the Tikrevos is Mutter. He has a problem. The whole point of Eidus Shimshon is that the Har is not a Zohar. So why is it Tikrevos Mutter? He learns a Gemara Chulin, and Pashto says Tikrevos is Mutter. According to Rashi, the Tikrevos is Mutter because it doesn't have a Shem of a Zohar. But that's not available anymore to Rabbi Shimshon. He holds that the Har has a Shem of a Zohar. So why is it Tikrevos Mutter? That's the problem that he's now faced with. Rabbi Natan's going to be faced with that too. Rabbi Natan's answer is going to be the Tikrevos Hakos. And the Gemara in Chulin is talking about Israel Chikim and Ahar as a special case. But really, if you shekel to Ahar, the Tikrevos is also. Okay. That's the Rabbi Natan sheep. Rabbi Shimshon doesn't want to say that. You know, the face value of the Gemara in Chulin is that the Tikrevos is Mutter. But why is it Tikrevos Mutter? It's never a Zohar. And by the way, it's not available. He can't answer, and this is part of what I'm working out over here. Why doesn't he just answer, well, it's not Dumi Dabal Par? He said that before, it's not Dumi Dabal Par. What's wrong? Let's just say it's not Dumi Dabal Par. That's the mute. Whatever it is, it's not Dumi Dabal Par. Tikrevos is Mutter, not Dumi Dabal Par. Bal Par is Tolish, this is Bechubah. He can't answer that. Because he can say the same thing about Bal Chayim. Bal Par is not a Bal Chayim. So I said before, there's no limud that it has to be mamish like Bal Par. Bal Chayim are also not exactly like Bal Par. What we need is that it should be a chetzer shel avodah zarah. That's the limud from Bal Par. It has to be a chetzer shel avodah zarah. Well, according to Rabbi Shimshon, it is a chetzer shel avodah zarah. So why is it tikrevos mutter? It's dumi d'bal par. If you want to go in terms of Bal Par, it's as much like Bal Par as Bal Chayim. So he has to answer. This is Tosfos in Chulin. The gamrina mikelim shnishtam shubem laharim. The head to tikrevos is learned out from the heter of Mishamshin. Because Mishamshin of Mechubar are also Mutter. Where does it say that Mishamshin and Mechubar are Mutter? Because he rereads the Gemara Dafne Beis. And he says, the Amrina Lekamon, the Inyan of Mekoimo, is Teyunyan Lekalim. The whole issue of Kalim, of Mishamshin, is learned out in Dafne Beis from this Pasuk. Of Abi to Abnun is called a Makaymus, and we said Makaymus, the Chayim Mechubar. You don't have to even have them. In Einu in the Makaymus, Kayu in the Lekalim, Lekalim. So he rereads the Gemara Dafne Beis that he's saying, V'dafke Kalim she'ovdu be'em Elohim al Ahorim. V'loi she'ovdu be'em Elohim she'em Elohim. He reads that when the Torah says a Miut, as called a Ahorim Elohim, V'loi Ahorim Elohim, it's referring not only, it's qualifying not only Mitzvah's Ibud, but it's qualifying all the halachas that are in that pasuk. And one of the halachas that are in that pasuk is kalim. So just like there's a miut, that abit abdun is only on the alohorim elohim, v'loyohorim elohim, so to the miut of the din of kalim is also in the smite. It's only the kalim of the alohorim elohim, and not the kalim of the horim elohim. It's an interesting thing also, there's an interesting diak here in Tosfos Rosh, which is very beautiful in the light of what we're saying. You could drive right past it without noticing it. His lashon is, V'dafke kelim she'ovdu behem aleihem alahorim, v'lei she'ovdu behem lahorim shehem aleihem. In Tochei Dvarim, you see something interesting. How does the Gemara says? The Mishnah says, alahorim aleihem v'lo yahorim aleihem. According to Rashi, what is that? How would you translate those words according to Rashi? Alahorim aleihem v'lo yahorim aleihem. That the things that are alahorim are their gods, but the harhorim themselves are not their gods. They don't have a shem aleihus. That's Rashi Shita, that the Horem, that's the point of the Drosha, the Horem don't have a Shem Elihus. The Taisha Drosha's reading of the Gemara is, you have to be, we ask for the Kalim, or we have to be Ma'abed, the Eliheim ala Horem, the Loi, and not the Kalim, Sha'ovdu behem, la Horem, Shehem Eliheim. Meaning, ala Horem Eliheim, la Horem Eliheim doesn't mean the Horem are not Eliheim. The Horem are also Eliheim. But the Abed to Abdun, you have to be ma'abed the alohorim elohim. You don't have to be ma'abed the horim that are elohim. They're both elohim. But abed to abdun, the alohorim elohim, the horim elohim, you don't have to be ma'abed.
Sounds like a stereo
point
you said earlier in the
Smachta. They're telling the Smachta. Now he's reading it. Now it stems even in the Mashmus of the Krah. Yeah, I don't know. Here, yeah, it's a good point. Then he goes on. So therefore, we have a limud one from the other. But Bali Chaim, Afagav Dalei Asiri, even though Bali Chaim are not necessarily themselves, that's the Gemara in Temura, but Lo Matzina Shitrak Kosif Tikovis V'Chay Tashmishin. We don't find by Bali Chaim that this is such a miut. So there we default to the assumption that they, since they are Avodah Zarah, they may not be necessarily themselves, but they are Avodah Zarah, so they have Tikovis is also, and they're Misham Shem Arasa. That's their Venishim. Let me say some more things, but that's their Venishim.
Okay, so since Nisbar and Tais Rosh, these two sheets. This is Mamish, comes out. This is Mamish, the sheet of Tais Rosh in. If you look at Tais Rosh in Chulin, this is Mamish, the sheet of Tais Rosh in Chulin. That the Din of Tekovis, the Heter of Tekovis, is learned out from the Shamsh.
You need a limud for it, because it really is an elegus. And Tosin Chulin is not a word that the Harman Ad Melivos, so, as far as I remember, it doesn't say that. Forget, it is an Elivos, that's the whole point of the sheet. So it comes out now that we have, up to now we thought it was two sheetas. Sheetas Rashi and Sheetas Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi did it's not an elihus. That's why there's no isit tikovis. That mechuber is not an elihus. That's why there's no isit tikovis. And she just Rabbeinu Tam that it is an elihus and there is an isit tikovis. And the Gemara about sheikh of the ha that tikovis and mutter is talking about rochik minahar. It's a special case. Now we discover that there's three sheets. Shtaim shem shalish. Now within the sheet, first of all, mechalek isit tikovis mutter tikovis also mechalek is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But even within the sheet that the tikovis is mutter. It subdivides to Machlekes Rashi on the one hand with Taisus by us against Rabbeinu Shimshon. Why is it Tekayvus Mutter? Rashi holds Ka'amar that Tekayvus is Mutter because Mechuber doesn't have a Shem of Arizor at all. It's not Elihus. And the Sheet of Rabbeinu Shimshon, which is Taisus and Chulin, is that La'olam the Mechuber is an Elihus. But there's a special miut that Mechuber was Nismai from the Yisra of Tekayvus. So the Moshe Kapi, I mentioned the other day, the Stipe's Kasha. Stipe has a very important Kasha. The Gemara later on, in Daf Mem Vav, wants to make a Mahat Sad from Mechubur and Bale Chaim. To be Matir Avnei Harshin Nidalbalu. So Boulder fell off the mountain. So it's not a lie, it's not Bale Chaim, it's not Mechubur either. But there's a Tzara Shobe that it doesn't have a Tzisus Yideyotum. So one wants to learn out from a matzad that just like Bale Chaim and Mechuber are mutter, so this boulder is also mutter. Mala Bale Chaim that they're alive. Mechuber techiach. Mala Mechuber that's Mechuber. Mala Horem that they're Mechuber. Bale Chaim techiach. Hatzad ha-shove shemem shem behem tvisis deyodom. So we're married by kol shem behem tvisis deyodom. That's a day in the Gemara. And there's another opinion in the Gemara. We don't make a matzad, but not because it's not a good matzad, but because we dash in shakis to shaktenu that you don't make matzads to be matter of a rizah. It's like a new thing. So the disciple asked, how can you make a tamatzad from a chubur? Bale Chaim, according to Rashi, is the mamish apples and oranges. Bale Chaim, a mutter, because there are avodah zarah, but the Yisra HaNos not chal on them. Mechubur is mutter, not because the Yisra HaNos not chal on mechubur, maybe Yisra HaNos could be chal on mechubur. Mechubur is mutter because not elihus. So how can you make a matzad? What are you even going to learn out on the matzad? You want to learn out that's not elihus? That's not what Bale Chaim are. You want to learn out that Yisrael knows not chal on it? That's not what Mechubur is. How can you make a matzah? It's talking about totally different halachos. So, that's a problem. I just want to point out, so it's only a problem if you hold like Rashi. If you hold like Rabbeinu Shimshon, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam is Gogo, there's no chiluk between Mechubur and Bale Chaim. But even if you hold like Rabbeinu Shimshon, there is a chiluk between Mechubur and Bale Chaim, but it's a technical chiluk in the miyutim. They both have a Shem Avodah Zarah. Mechubur has a Shem Avodah Zarah, and Bale Chaim have a Shem Avodah Zarah. In the halachas, in the protei halachas, they both have mi'utim from certain Yisuri Avodah Zarah. Mechubur is nismayit from the Yisuri of Tekovis and from the Yisuri of Meshamshin. and Balachayim, and from the Yisra'anot themselves. And Balachayim are only mismayed from the Yisra'anot themselves, but they're not mismayed from Tekreves, they're not mismayed from Meshamshim. So, in the Pratim, how much we're mismayed, which Yisra'anot we're mismayed them from, we're mismayed Mechubar from more Yisra'anot than we're mismayed Balachayim. But fundamentally, as I say, they're similar in kind. So then, to the extent that they overlap, there's no problem with making a matzah. We'll make a matzah that Avi Hashem and Dalalu are also mutter. How mutter will they be? Presumably, the lowest common denominator. They'll be mutter the way Balei Chayim are mutter, that they themselves will be mutter. About it, their Meshamshin and the Tikovis will be also. You know, we can only make a matzah from what Balei Chayim and Mechubar have in common. Balei Chayim and Mechubar from the heter that they have in common. The heter they have in common is that Heim Atzim Mutar. The Tikovis and the Meshamshin there. There's a difference between Balei Chayim and Mechubar there. We won't be able to make a matzah. But there's no fundamental problem over here. The fundamental problem is only if you're like Shitas Rashi. According to Shitas Rashi, Mechubar doesn't have a shame of a Zohar at all. For all I know, if it did have a shame of a Zohar, maybe it would also be Hano. And Balei Chayim is forget. Balei Chayim doesn't have any Zohar, but it has a shame of a Zohar. So how could you possibly make a matzah between? Yeah, that's an outstanding problem that was left. They're going to have to deal with it eventually. Maybe. But a Kaponim, Lefir Avinu Shimshin, and Lefir Avinu quite many times, also not a problem. But even if you have been a Shimshin, it's not going to be really a problem. This is the end of Tosis. The last line of Tosis. Tosis says, "The Hashdanah Minicha Hoda Minu Lekamet the Shor Lugavoya Kevin Sheein Shem Avod Zor Ein Shem Avod Is Kichov Vemaleim VeHavu Kilu Loydev." Tosis is very soft on what Tosis means, and Tosis Rosh is much more mavur. So Rav says, "But I don't mean the tam." Taisi Rosh goes like this: he brings Rav in the tam, who's chaylik on his whole mahalach, and says that it does have a shem of a dezar. Says the Taisi Rosh, "V'loy nehiru, da behedya ka'omar." Right, I mean the tam. First, he doesn't like Rav in the tam because who cares if he's far away from the har? You know? What's the difference? But he had kavanah for the har. He doesn't understand that it's far away from the har business. Yeah, I don't understand either. Vayda aminu l'kama b'pirkim. I mean, I think the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, maybe let's pause for a second like that. Rabbeinu Tam says this word, if he's rochik min har, the reason why the is mutter because he's rochik min har. So Taisi Rosh says, who cares if he's rochik min har? So what? But he's in kavan to the har. It's not a very strange. I think that it has to be al derech zeh, that Rabbeinu Tam holds, in order for the Tekreves to be Osir, it has to be that there's a Chet to Shalav Adizah. That's what we're saying all along. If you were to bring Tekreves to some disembodied being, Rabbeinu Tam would hold, I mean, Rashi probably also give this, if you brought Tekreves Rabbeinu Tam holds that in order to have an Isir Tekreves, you have to be makriv to a chetzer shel avodah zarah. But Rabbeinu Tam holds that a har is a chetzer shel avodah zarah. I mean, everybody agrees, Bams. Everybody agrees. Rashi also agrees. The Isser Tekovis is only have a chetzer shel avodah zarah. That's why if you makriv to a har, the Gemara says there's no Isser Tekovis. The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam that a har is a chetzer shel avodah zarah. So then he has to deal with the Gemara. So why if you makriv to a har is it mutter? Why is it Tekovis mutter? So the answer is the har is far away. So you don't really have kavanah for that. What do you mean you have kavanah for that? I said I'm shechting for that. That's the Rosh's kasha. I think the answer is going to be like this. Since it's a given, then in order to have an issur tekreves, you have to be makriv to a chetzer shel avodah zarah. And therefore, if l'moshel he would be makriv to a spiritual being, to some non, you know, some no, he brings it tekreves to Superman. So then it would not be Tekovis, because Superman doesn't exist. So, right, where Santa Claus and stuff. So, there would be no Issa Tekovis, because there's no Chef to Shalav Adazar. So, I think what Rabbeinu Tam holds is that if the Har is right here, then it's called that he's been makriv to the Har. If the Har is far away, so then he's makriv to the idea of the Har. That's when he's not miskaven to the Har. Of course, he says to the Har, the Rosh Hashanah, he said to the Har. Yeah, but once the Har is not here, then it becomes like. Then I don't see a connection between the Tekovis and the Har. Then he's being makriv like to the idea of the Har. So to the idea of the Har, that's like being makriv for the idea of Santa Claus. What?
Is it Michael far away?
What's the difference? Oh, that's a good question. How is it better than Michal Sarah Godel? Yeah, but something else with Michal Sarah Godel is here.
God of the
Har. No, the God of the Har is Taka. That's the answer. God of the Har. Oh, sorry, I'm wrong. The super. Yeah, the God of the Har, which is the Malach HaMamuna of the Har. The God of the Har is everywhere. I mean, there's no particular locus that he has to be for me to feel his imminence. So I can be makif to Michal Sar Godel, wherever I am, and that's called the Chetz Shel. The Michal Sar Godel is the Chetz Shel of the Zohar. But the Har is not here. There is no Har over here. So then it becomes as if goes into his kavan. Like how do we? It becomes. I don't know, we go into his mind. We don't look at it that it's being makif to the Har itself, because then he would be by the Har. He would go to the Har. You know, Muhammad has to go to the mountain. The mountain can't come to Muhammad. So if he's makif to the mountain, so we don't look at it that he's makif to the mountain. We look at it that he's makif to the idea of the mountain, to the conception of the mountain. That already is not a chatz shel v'zor, so then it doesn't become tikkun.
It's
what? Right. Yeah, I mean that's what it says in the Rambam. And that's what he says here also. Tajra says, what do you mean it doesn't affect his kavanah? He said to the Har. So that's what I'm answering. Unless, of course he said to the Har. But we look at it that it becomes like the idea of the Har. We don't look at it that he really feels the presence of the Har. That's not idea. We look at it that he means the, he's a chassid of the Har, so he shechs to the idea of the Har, but it's not called that he's makriv to the Har himself. And somehow, if it's michal sar godel, that's not the same. Anyway, where was I holding? So then he goes on and he says, "Va'oyde is another problem for Ben Tam. Da'aminu l'kama b'pirkin, oy chiluf, u'ma nevet shalse b'talos lehedid muter b'mechuba l'gavaya, shnei b'lehem l'harm l'hem, v'leishna lehedid v'leishna l'gavaya, v'hechi mashma d'shori l'gavaya, imishum de'eni nesu lehedid, kam b'chaim eni nesu am lehedid. Let's take a look at the Gemara that he's referring to. Taisus, they're both referring, he's just much more Marach than Taisus. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara is a Shaila, bottom of Mevav and Meraz, last line. Boy Rami Bechoma. Hamishtachev elahar, avono ma'ul mizbeach. Yesh neved b'mechubar eisel gavoya, ein neved b'mechubar eisel gavoya. Meaning as follows. Balichayim, Balei Chaim, so there's a question that Tabalom explains. Balei Chaim, we know there's a distinction between Lugavoy and Lehedit. Balei Chaim are Mutter Lugavoy. Somebody is Mishtachavet to a Behemoth, it's Mutter Bano. Can he bring it as a carbon? No, that's called Neva. That's the Easter of, we have a Joshua, Minna Behemoth, Loitzi as a Nevar, Minna Behemoth, and Melchim and Atsoim, to be Mimayet, the Mukts and Nevar. There's a Miyat entirely, the Torah is Mimayet. That a behemoth that was never cannot be brought as a carbon. In fact, the whole mucker that mechuber is mutul lehedyet, that's the Gemara Tumura, is from the fact that Torah needed to ask for it l'gavaya. If it was also lehedyet, if mechuber became also b'hano, if Avodah Zarah, if you mishakel the behemoth, it became also b'hano like any other Avodah Zarah, then I wouldn't need a posuk that you can't bring it as a carbon. You can only bring a carbon mimashki Yisrael, things that are mutul lehedyet. From the fact that Torah had to say a special category of nevad that is also l'gavaya. From there we learn that the Balei Chaim are mutter lehedyet. So then when it comes to Balei Chaim, we have a mokar and Torah. The Torah only asked them, the Torah asks them the Gavaya, but they're mutter lehedyet. So the Gemara wants to know, what about Mechuber? Mechuber is mutter lehedyet. Is it also mutter lehedyet? Or maybe, following the model of Balei Chaim, it's mutter lehedyet, but it's also the Gavaya. That's the Baya of... So the Gemara asks it in terms of Amihash and Daldalu, that's a separate thing, but because Gemara needs a case. How do you have a case of mechubur that you're bringing as a carbon? You bring the mountain as a carbon. What is happening? You bring mechubur as a carbon. When you bring it to the mizbeach, it's not mechubur anymore. So Gemara says, you have a case. You have one Avni Hashin and Daldalu, assuming like that's not in the Gemara, like those Amoraim, that Avni Hashin and Daldalu have the din of, have the heter of mechubur, or the matzah, at least we're in a matzah that they have a heter. And you want to use it to build a mizbeach. You don't use those avonim for a mizbeach. So you want to use it l'gavaya. So is it also l'gavaya now? So that's the Gemara Shaila. Im timtzu loimer yesh neved b'mechuber eisel gavaya. And then it's an im timtzu loimer. First of all, we have a Shaila if there's a din mechuber l'gavaya. And then even if there is, machshiri karbon k'karbon dami loim. Maybe the mizbeach is not called l'gavaya altogether. It's only machshiri karbon. That's a side issue. Om rova kalachayim. So Rava said, "Kavachay, Uma esnan shel muti betalos lehedit asu mimechuba legavaya." Torah said, "Iser esnan." Like you're not allowed to bring esnan. Esnan zoyno as a carbon. Now esnan's only muti le. Esnan's not mechuba. It's tolish, and it's muti lehedit. It's only asu legavaya. By definition, esnan zoyno is muti lehedit. It's not asu another lehedit, but it's asu legavaya. So Madach Esnan, which is Mutter Lehediat, and it's also Lagavaya, the Ksiv Lysava Esnan Zaino Michikelev, Loishna Tolish, Loishna Machubra, and it's not Chilik Tolish and Machubra in that regard. Tar is not Machalik. So Neva, which is also Betolish Lehediat, so Neva, which is also Lehediat, at least Betolish, not the Machubra of course, but at least Betolish, every other Zohar is also Lehediat. If it's Tolish, it's also Lehediat. So Eimei Din, she also be Machubra Lagavaya. It's Kavachayim from Esnan. But it's because since Esnan, Esnan Zoyna is mutter lehedyet totally, and it's also legavaya totally. So Avodah Zarah itself, Avodah Zarah, which is at least partially also lehedyet, not min mechubra, but at least betolish, is also lehedyet. So you see, Avodah Zarah is more chomer than Esnan. It's also to a degree. It's also to a hedyet. So kavachomer that it's also legavaya, even if it is mechubra. I'm like, if we're going to be shulah rabba, oichiluf, maybe punt faket. Uma nevad she also betolish eitz lehedyet mutter be mechubra legavaya. Madach nevad. Madach Avodah Zarah has a heter of mechuber legavaya. Shenem lehem leharim leharim lehem. Maybe we should just posit that the Torah only asked it betolish. We don't know the Torah asked it be mechuber. The Torah said a din of lehem leharim. So it doesn't say in the pasuk of lehem leharim leharim lehem that it's the chiluk between mechuber and hedit. No, it's the same way. We're turning on his head. Before we said by Esnan, all Esnan is also doesn't say a chiluk tolish and mechuber. So now Rav is saying, maybe say the other way around. All mechuber is mutter. Doesn't say chiluk hedyet or gavaya. Maybe all Torah said mechuber is mutter. The Torah said mechuber is mutter. Didn't say mechuber is mutter lehedyet. It said mechuber is mutter lehem alhar b'lehar lehem. Maybe mechuber is mutter across the board. And then we'll learn out that esnan, which is mutter betolos lehedyet, ain't a din she mutter b'mechuber legavaya. We'll have to learn out that esnan mechuber is mutter legavaya. So because you can make a you can. The same way you're reasoning, Torah said Esnan is also across the board. It didn't say a special exception for mechuber. So we're going from there, kavachaymer, back to Avodah Zarah. So Moshe said all the way around. Torah said a heter of tolish by Avodah Zarah. It didn't by Avodah Zarah. It didn't say an exception for gavaya. So maybe it says in pasuk. And I have a kavachaymer from Esnan. We'll turn that on his head. We'll learn out that Esnan also has a heter of mechuber. And that's the sugya. So Tais Rosh explained. Asked the Tais Tarosh. Where does it say? You're telling me the Torah said that there's a heter of mechuber. Lahem alahar b'lahar malahem. So it says in Torah a heter of mechuber even l'gavaya, because Torah's not mechalik. So kilo, it says in Torah a heter of mechuber l'gavaya. She says, where is it mashma l'gavaya? Just because the Torah's not talking l'gavaya, lahem alahar b'lahar malahem is talking about the yisrael l'hedyet. You can't infer from hedyet to gavaya. After all, by balechayim, You see, by balechayim, there's a difference between the hedyet and the gavaya. Balechayim and mutter lehedyet, they're also gavaya. That's the din of neva. So now the Torah said that mechuber is mutter. Maybe it's only mutter lehedyet. What are you telling me? The Torah wasn't mechalik. The Torah said it by hedyet. Why should the Torah have to be mechalik? Tell me the gavaya is different. By balechayim, gavaya is not. By balechayim, gavaya is different. So maybe by mechuber also, gavaya is different. Where's How do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says, the Torah said, Elohim Elohim Stam, the default assumption is that it extends even the Gavaya. That's basically what Rav is saying. Just like by Esnan, the default is it applies even to Mechuber. So when the Torah says a heter of Mechuber, the default is, Elohim 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 Elohim, that it applies not only Lehedit, but applies to Gavaya too. Why should that be my default assumption? It's not true about Elohim. So why should that be my default assumption by Mechuber? Says Tais Rosh, it's a raya that it's really very different than Balechayim. Balechayim are in Avodah Zarah, so it's only a heter in the it's only an exception in the Isra Hanah Shavoy, that the Isra Hanah is only mutter lehedyet, but they're still in Isra Gavaya. But Mechuber is altogether not Avodah Zarah, doesn't have a shame of Avodah Zarah at all. If the Torah said Le'aharim Lehem that Mechuber doesn't have a shame of Avodah Zarah, then the default assumption is it doesn't have a shame of Avodah Zarah for anything, so it shouldn't even go Isra Gavaya. That's what Tosfos means. If the fact that the Gemara assumes that the heter of Balei Chaim is even, from the fact that the Gemara assumes that all things being equal, the heter of Mechuber should apply not only the heter of Mechuber should be not only the hedid,
but it should be Ligavaya. That assumption must come from the fact that Mechubari doesn't have a Shem of Avodah Zarah at all. Since it doesn't have a Shem of Avodah Zarah at all, the pashtus is that the Hetzer should be from the Gavaya, unlike Balei Chayim. So from there you see a riot, it says the Tzitz Rosh, to the Sheet of Rashi, against the Sheet of Rabbi Natan, L'chor against the Sheet of Rabbi Shimshon also, even though he doesn't make it. L'chor is a Kashan of Rabbi Shimshon as much as on Rashi, I don't know why it doesn't say it that way. I mean Tzitz Rosh, L'chor is just as much a Kashan of Rabbi Shimshon. For some reason he has to be Rabbi Natan. That's L'chor Kashan all by itself. L'chor is just as much a Kashan of Rabbi Shimshon. If you say that Mechubar has a Shem of Elazar, it's just a heter in the Isra HaNoshavai, it's a technical heter in the heter in the Isra HaNoshavai, so why does the Gemara think that why does the Gemara think that it should be Mutu L'Gavaya? You say, no, there's a heter, but in the Isra L'Gavaya, maybe there's no heter, like if I'm a Balei Chayim. And I've kind of the Tosfos Rosh, and that's what Tosfos means as well. So I just wanted one Nekuda I want to hear. So the Maisa has another side also. Maisa has an opposite side that maybe we learn out of Kavachaymer from Esnan that Mechubar is also Lagavaya. That's two stone of the Gemara. Yeah, take a look at the Gemara itself. And the Prat and the Gemara aren't so important for us right now. But the Suffolk and the Gemara. Which way should we make the Kavachaymer? We have we have Esnan, and we have Mechubar, we have Talush, we have Talush and we have Esnan and Avodah Zarah, we have Talush and we have Mechubar. We know the Torah Aser. So we have Esnan, we have Avodah Zarah, and we have. We have Lehedit, and we have Kavaya. So by Esnan, the Torah Asid, this is for sure Mutter. This is, Esnan is Mutter Lehedit. And it's also Lugavaya. The Gemara assumes, it doesn't matter, I feel a bit more Mutter. So Avodah Zarah, which is also Lehedit, Kavachaymer, that it should be also. That's side one of the Kalachaymer. Then the Gemara says, no, let's say just the opposite. Let's say that Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. Which is mutter b'mechubar. Talush mechubar. Let's make it the other way. Ma'adach avodah zarah. That's mutter. Ma'adach avodah zarah. That's mutter b'mechubar. I feel the gavaya. Even though it's also the gavaya, the talush. Even right, ma'adach avodah, that's also the talush. It's mutter b'mechubar. I feel the gavaya. So Esnan, which is Mutter Lehedit, B'Talush. I might be messing this up, but Mutter Lehedit, so it's a Kalachaymer, that when Mechubar, it's Mutter Afilu L'Gavaya. I'm not sure if this is exactly right. But anyway, these are two alternate Kalachaymers the Gemara has, and Tzoros is saying that this Kalachaymer, the second Kalachaymer, we don't know which way should we go. It's not like Lechumar Makshir, we go Lechumar. We have a choice. Because these two things can't both be true. So we can make Kavachaymer one way or make it the other way. So from this line, from the fact that Mutter, Stoma, means Afilu L'Gavaya, Mechubar, Mutter, Heter, and Mechubar, presumptively is Afilu L'Gavaya,
So you see from there, they must not have a Shem Avodah Zarah at all. Otherwise, where did that presumption come from? So I'm asking, so fine, but what about in the other Kal Vachomer? We have the alternative that says that in fact, Avodah Zarah is also Bibla Gavai, Afil Bibla Chubba. We don't have a Kal Vachomer from Esna. Something in the Gemara. But there's a side that it's also the Gavai. Why is it also the Gavai if it doesn't have a Shem Avodah Zarah at all? If it's not an Elohim Acher, why is it also the Gavai? Because it's taking a long time to get there. The question is, bottom line is, why is another side? Another side. The other side is that Mechubar, although it's Mutter Lehegyek, Lehem Elohim, Lehem Elohim, but it is still also the Gavai. So the Taisis, they're focusing on the other side of the Gemara. That the Gemara had a side to say, presumptively, it's even mutter l'gavaya. Where did that presumption come from? It must be that it doesn't have a Shem Elohim Achayim at all. But there is another side that we learn out of Kal Vachomer from Esna, that it is also l'gavaya. How can we learn out of Kal Vachomer from Esna that it's also l'gavaya? What's also l'gavaya? But it's not a Zohar. It's not Elohim Achayim. So where's the other? What's the shot on the other side of the Gemara? If it's not Elohim Achayim, then with what is it also l'gavaya? It's not Elohim Achayim. Esen is also Gavaya, but Azaras is not Elohim Acherim if it's Mechubar. So I think there's a ride from here to the Biskarov. Biskarov a little bit doesn't talk about this question particularly, but the Biskarov says the idea, the Biskarov said that the Isser of Nevad L'Gavaya is not because it's Avodah Zarah. The Isser of Nevad L'Gavaya is because it was Nasa B'Yaber. Torah asked Neva the Gavaya, not because it's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not. Mechubar is not Avodah Zarah. Lahem Elohim, Lahem Elohim. But was it Nasa by Aver? Somebody was Chayim Misa for worshipping it. So it's still called the thing that was Nasa by Aver. The Issa Lo Gavaya, and it's Adah, the business Lo Gavaya, is because it was Nasa by Aver. That's why it's conceivable that we should learn out from Esnan that even though Lahedit doesn't have a Shem Avodah Zarah, but the Gavaya might be also anyway. Because it has a, well, at the end of the day, it was Nasa by Abraham. Briskov uses this to explain, let's take a couple of minutes. The Briskov uses this to explain a Rambam, very palatable Rambam. The Rambam says that the Issa Neva L'Gavaya applies even to somebody else's behemoth. If I bat down to somebody else's behemoth, so that's also a Mizbech. The normal rule is, Ein L'Moshe Tov Hashem Hashalai. How can I make somebody else's behemoth into an Avodah Zarah? So Biskarov said, I don't need to make it into an Avodah Zarah. Never, it's not also because it's Avodah Zarah. Never is also because it was never by Nasa by Aver. Nasa by Aver, the person who bowed down to it was Chaim Yisrael. So it's called Nasa by Aver. To give it a Chaloy Shem Avodah Zarah, you can't do it. You can't give a Chaloy Shem to somebody else's behemoth. But is it Nasa by Aver? Nasa by Aver it is. If he was a Rebbeinu, it would be also Nasa by Aver. So Nasa by Aver. The Maisi was Nasa by Aver. I think this is maybe Pshat also the Ramban Dachman Zayin, who says that by the Isra of Neva, there's no such thing as Bittum. Let's say Goy was Meshachah Bittum Behemah, and then he was Mevatlet. Normally, by what is known as the concept of Bittum. The Ramban says, as Dova Poshet, that there's no concept of Bittum by the Isra of Neva to Goy. Why not? So I said, what is up? Fidib is called as Poshet. What does that do? It's not on Rezov, but it's Nasa Bayaver. That you can't take away this Nasa Bayaver. Now, what if it's remissive? If that's the case, so then I have an opposite question. So then, what's the tzad that it's mutter l'gavaya? If the gedder of nevad is that it was nasa by avera, so how does the more of a tzad that mechubar should be mutter l'gavaya? The concept of mechubar, according to Rashi, doesn't have a shem avodah zarah. But the Yisra Neva L'Gavaya is not because it's an Avodah Zarah. The Yisra Neva L'Gavaya is because it has a Shem of it is because it was Nasa Bayaver. Nasa Bayaver it was. So what's the tzad? What does it have a tzad to learn out? That her was a Mechalik, Lehem, and her, that it's Mutter Yivin L'Gavaya. It's Tzadim L'Kabachem. That's the problem. If we understand one side, it's hard to understand the other side. It starts off, the Tayshiro says, what's the tzad that it's Mutter L'Gavaya? It says Lehem al Harim, it's not talking about Lagvay, it's talking about Lehetit, Mechetes. Where's this presumption that the Heter is even Lagvaya? So it says the Tosh Rosh, because it doesn't have a Shem Avodah Zarah at all. Okay, if it doesn't have a Shem Avodah Zarah at all, then what's the tzad that is Nesel Lagvaya? So I have a Bishgirah, because Nasa Bayavera. Well, if that's the Gedder of Neva, that it's Nasa Bayavera, then what's the tzad that it should be Mutu Lagvaya? The whole mile of Mechubar is that it doesn't have a Shem of a Zorah, but that's nothing to do with the Yisr of Nevar L'Gavayah. The Yisr of Nevar L'Gavayah is Nasa B'Yaveir. Unless that's Kufin Machaikas, what's the Gedr of Nevar? That it was Nasa B'Yaveir, or that it's a Shem of a Zorah? A little bit rough to say that that's the Sot of the Gemara. Gemara doesn't talk in those terms. Talks about in terms of the Limudim from Esnan, to make a Kavachayim this way, make a Kavachayim that way. We might say it's a Lamda Shashayla. What's the Gedr of the Yisr of Nevar L'Gavayah? Is it this is Shem of a Zorah, or is it because it was Nasa B'Yaveir? It's not much more that way. So l'chora, I think from here is maybe another riot to something which from the Stiklis Kasha we also have to say. That even though Rashi holds that the din of Mechubar is that doesn't have a Shem of a Rezorah, but somehow is also included over here another halacha that it doesn't become Oseh B'Hanoh, that Mechubar doesn't become Nesah B'Hanoh. That's what the Stiklis Kasha says for his Kasha. Remember, the Stiklis Kasha was, how are you making Matzad from, more or less the Stiklis, how do you make a Matzad from Balei Chayim and from Mechubar? It's apples and oranges. Balei Chayim is halacha that doesn't become Neser B'Hanoh. Mechubar is halacha that doesn't have a Shem of a Nezorah. So how do you put the two together to make a Matzah? So the Stifler answer is that it must be that in Mechubar there's two dinim. There's one din that doesn't have a Shem of a Nezorah. And then there's another din that Bar Mindain, besides the fact that it doesn't have a Shem of a Nezorah, it also, Mechubar also can't be Neser B'Hanoh. And that's really similar to the Balei Chayim, and therefore we can make a Matzah. Yeah, of course the question is, where do those two dinim come from? And that's not much a terror, it's a restating of the question. Well, it must be that they have another halacha for them. Where does it come from? Ain't it there? But the chayv from here, you also see that. That on the one hand, the Biskarov, I think, is right. That the issue of Nevet is not because it has a Shem of a Nezorah. The whole sheet of Rashi is that Mechubar does not have a Shem of a Nezorah, and yet there's a tzad that is Nesla Gavaya. Must be like the Biskarov, it's because it's a new issue that was Nasa Vaya there. But on the other hand, there's a tzad to say in the Gemara that Mechubar takes that off too. Because in Mechubar it says not only halacha that it doesn't have a Shem Elohim Acherim. That's not relevant to the Yisur Gavaya. But in Mechubar it says another halacha that in Isur, the Yisur Yavad Azor, not Chalan Mechubar. Yisur Yavad Azor, not Chalan Mechubar? Could be that Yisur Yavad Azor, not Chalan, that even the Yisur Gavaya is not Chalan Mechubar. It's also an Isur. The Yisur Gavaya is an Isur. So Isur comes from the fact it was Nasabaya there, but it's an Isur. And just like Mechubar doesn't take Just like there's a halacha that mechubar is not doesn't just like there's a halacha that mechubar is just like there's a halacha. So just like lehegit there's a halacha that mechubar is not neser b'hanoh. So maybe l'gavay also mechubar is not neser b'hanoh. We're not neser l'gavay. The isur l'gavay is not chal in mechubar. Is not clear. So you can turn around and you can say that by Balei Chayim we are Mechalek to Gavaya. That's Rosh's question. By Balei Chayim we are Mechalek. So where did you get this presumption that they're going to ask even the Gavaya? Even if there is a heter that Yisrael, I know it's not Chal and Mechubar, but it's only Lehegit. It's not like a Gavaya. Am I right from Balei Chayim? Where do you get this presumption that Mechubar should be more? Anyway, we're going to be back to square one. Okay, a little bit getting ahead of ourselves. It really belongs to Gemara later on, which I don't. I hope we'll get to, but just pointing out right now this interrelatedness between these problems. The Stiklis problem on the one hand, that from Rashi's world, it seems like Balei Chayim, Rashi, Taisa Vayos, this really leads to the Seder Torah. If you only have Aser, you're Rashi. Shitas Rashi, Shitas Taisa Vayos, the first sheet from the Rosh, and the Taisa Rosh rather, is that Balei Chayim and Mechubar are two different things. Mechubar is a Heter Hanoh. I'm sorry, Mechubar doesn't have a Shem Elohim Acherim. And Balei Chayim gotta have a Shem Elohim Acherim. It's just that the Yisrael knows not Chal on them. So the Stifler asks the question, how can you make a Matzah from some totally different things? And that the Stifler wants to be Mechriyat, and there must be two dinim. That in Mechubar there's two halachas. A, it doesn't have a Shem Elohim Acherim. But besides that, there's another halacha that Yisrael knows not Chal on Mechubar. Where does that come from? But Akapodim, Mechubar, that's what he sees in the Matzah. I'm saying that it's also relevant to this discussion about Nevad, that this Gemara has two sons about Nevad the Gavaya. Is there a heter Mechubar? Does Mechubar take off the Isra of Nevad the Gavaya? So Taisus proves from that Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara thinks that the presumption is that it should be Mutal the Gavaya. The Gemara has one sad in the Kavachayim, in these two opposing Kavachayim. The Gemara has a sad that since the Torah says Mchubar is mutter and Torah is not machalik, it must be mutter even Gavaya. He asked the Tosfos Harosh. Tosfos also very cryptically, but basically the same question. Where do you get that presumption? About Chaim is not true. Chaim a mutter lehedyet, they're also Gavaya. So maybe the Torah was mater Mchubar lehedyet. Who says it was mater Gavaya? Says the Tosfos Harosh. It must be, says Tosfos, must be that it's kilu nedav. It doesn't have a shame of Adazar at all. It doesn't have a shame of Adazar at all. That's why the presumption is it's mutter even Gavaya. Torah said Alehem Alaharim that Aharim don't have a shem of Adazara, then that's the reason why it should be Mutter L'Gavaya too. So this launches this whole discussion. So then what's the other side of the Gemara? Why has it sad that it is also L'Gavaya? Why is it also L'Gavaya if it's not an Avodazara? So you have a brisker up because Nasa Bayaver. If it's Nasa Bayaver, then what's the other side of the Gemara? Then we turn around and we don't send the other side of the Gemara. So why does the Gemara think that it should be Mutter L'Gavaya? It's Nasa Bayaver. Who cares whether it has a shem of Adazara or not? But it's Nasa Bayaver. So maybe that would be helpful. Maybe it would be useful to say with this word of the cipher. That besides the halacha of it not being a limachayim, there's another halacha that there's a head that Israel is not chal, Isurim aren't chal and mechubar. That could apply even to Gavaya. But then in a way we came all the way. Then we came full circle. So then you're back to the Tzitzis Rosh's question. So why is Gemara thing the Torah said mechubar is mutter? The presumption is it's mutter even to Gavaya. Where do you get that presumption by chayim or mechal? Now we're going to be back up against that. So in a way we sort of. We bottled ourselves up in a corner over here. Okay, anyway, something to think about. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to talk about the Tosfos Tanakhama tomorrow.